should be able to do. Not you.
So do I.
My 1981 general.
I have zoning ordinance as well. I have county improvement standards. I have fire safety. You have the file.
I have the file.
I do something to block the updates?
No. When there's an update, we try to get them all in, but they come out every week. I've got a suspicion that because it's ready to install, it's not letting you go to their website.
Process of elimination.
We have to let this install.
I printed out.
I'm going to try and get somebody here when the meeting ends.
Well, if I need to leave the computer, you can always give it to Merlin.
Okay.
I don't think.
I think that's what we're doing. Because I don't want to hold up the meeting section.
Okay.
I don't think he'll get into it.
No.
If it's
sits. Yeah, they're gonna take it away from us. Yeah, I've got a packet. I know. I got the virus. Yeah, he thinks it might be because it's.
So, are you going to need their computers?
No, they're all set. Mark's site got an issue with it.
Makes me feel bad.
He's going to leave it on the desk.
Oh, okay. So, you'll just keep his.
Yeah, we'll take keep going. taxes.
Good morning. I am bringing this morning's public hearing of the Mariposa County Planning Commission to order. I would like to begin this morning by asking Commissioner Harter to lead us in the flag salute. For the members of the public with us this morning, you're here on a very momentous day. It is our very first day dealing electronically with all of our goodies, and it's going to be a lot of fun for us. It may be a little scrambly as we try to find certain pages within our staff reports, a little easier when you're dealing with firm papers as opposed to keyboards, but we are going to be doing our best. First item for business this morning is the approval of our minutes of our last hearing, May 17th. Gentlemen, have you had a chance to take a look at the minutes? Do we have any changes, corrections, anything at all?
Nope.
Well, I have to pronounce them absolutely fine as submitted. No problems at all. So I would like to entertain an order, a motion, please. Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. No opposition. We are accepting them as offered. Thank you very, very much. At this point, I would like to explain a little bit about how our procedures work. If there is anybody here this morning who would like to address this body on any item that is not on today's agenda, this is your opportunity now. You may come forward and tell us what's on your mind. Seeing nobody running up to the podium, I will close that portion. We are then going to explain the way our procedures work on projects. The staff will be allowed the opportunity to present their project. At that point, if the commission has any need for clarification, any brief questions, we will ask staff. Once that has been concluded, I will open it up for public comment. At the conclusion of public comments specific to that project, I will bring the project back to this board for deliberation and any potential action. And that is the way it works. We have our agendas on the back table and supporting documentation. If you do wish to come and speak to us, you are not legally required to sign in and state your name, but for the record, it's a nice thing to do and we would appreciate it. At this point, I would like to move along to our very, very first project and only project today under our public hearings. That's a land division application number 2006-226. Alvaro, it's yours.
All right, thank you. Like you said, this is land division application number 2006-226 for John Boggs. All right, changes to the staff report. I'd said none, but there is a minor correction on the resolution for acreages. Some were a little too high, so those will be corrected before final signatures. The project is a minor subdivision of a 35.68 acre parcel into four parcels of 5+ acres and a remainder of 15. The property is located off of Oak Road near the intersection of Oak Road and Yosemite Oaks Road in the Mid Pines area, and access is proposed from an on-site easement that connects to Oak Road. This is the vicinity map. This is the project location. Here's the intersection of Oak Road and Yosemite Oaks Road and State Highway 140 where Yosemite Oaks Road connects. This is a tentative parcel map. Here's Oak Road, and this is where the proposed easement would connect to it. This project was received on July 13th, 2006. Therefore, no letter of incompleteness was sent to the applicant. Therefore, the project was complete for processing on August 13th, 2006. Based on that date, it made this project subject to the 1981 general plan, especially relative to access. This is a project is being processed under the old general plan. It's different than the new 2006 one. The requirements are different. Therefore, you're going to see quite a substantial difference between some of the recommendations and descriptions between this project and any other future projects that you will see and that you've probably seen. A little bit of brief project history. It's been a long time. Packet page 15 and 16, there's a brief table describing kind of the project history. The majority of the delay was kind of hinging upon CAL FIRE comments. Once those were clarified, processing of the application commenced once again earlier this year. This is just a picture of the site. Oak Road is down here. The existing parcel is zoned Mountain Home, and pursuant to the 1981 general plan, it's also in the Mountain Home land use designation. All the proposed parcels meet the minimum parcel size of 5 acres in the zone and land use. Proposed access is from a proposed 60-foot wide easement, which on the map was offered for dedication for public road and utilities. And like I mentioned earlier, this easement connects to Oak Road. There's conditions that recommend improvements pursuant to the subdivision ordinance and road improvement circulation policy. And a road maintenance association will be required to be created for maintenance of the road. With regards to the easement, the subdivision ordinance requires access be provided by a 60-foot wide non-exclusive easement for all parcels created by the project to the closest county-maintained road. The subdivision ordinance requires that the access easement be 60-foot wide, non-exclusive as a condition of approval. The 60-foot width may be reduced to such less width as required by the Planning Commission in relationship to the ultimate usage and potential future development. An irrevocable offer of dedication will be required on easements as required by the Mariposa County Road Improvement Circulation Policy. Private easements shall be used unless otherwise requested by the applicant for rural roads serving less than 5 parcels and no off-site parcels. Furthermore, the Road Improvement Circulation Policy reads that the county may reject the offer of dedication of the easement for public access. This will occur when there is no showing of a present public need for the road, and there exists some potential for future public need of the road. The county may at any time accept an offer or the offer for public access and circulation. Based on the proposal of the map, staff's recommendation, it was described in the staff report, would be to recommend that the Planning Commission recommend to the Public Works Director that the offer be rejected. Should a future need for a public road be required, the county could then accept the offer, and the Public Works Director would still have the option of accepting the offer should he choose to at the time of parcel map recordation. In a meeting with the applicant's agent, it was requested that the staff make a recommendation to waive the requirement for an offer of dedication. That section of the Road Improvement Circulation Policy reads, the county shall waive the requirement for an offer of dedication allowing creation of a private easement where no existing or potential public need for the road can be determined. These private easements shall be a condition on a subdivision map for the use or benefit of the property but will exclude the public. When private easements are created, provisions for utility easements to each parcel shall be made and offered for dedication. Based on what the tentative map, on the tentative map submitted for this subdivision, the map offered had an offer of dedication for public road. Therefore, that was the project proposal that staff made a recommendation on. Furthermore, like I mentioned, the road improvement circulation policy requires that private easements be used for rural roads serving less than 5 parcels. The Planning Commission does have the ability to change staff's recommendation and allow for the creation of a private easement rather than what was proposed on the tentative map, which again was an offer of dedication for a public road. This change would need to be based on the proposed easement having no existing or potential public need for the road. If the Planning Commission allows for the creation of a private easement, the conditions of approval will need to be modified to reflect this. Another thing about access, Yosemite Oaks Road is a narrow county-maintained road. As mentioned, the project is being processed pursuant to the 1981 general plan. Based on the subdivision ordinance and the 1981 general plan, it's presumed that county-maintained roads are adequate for subdivision of land, and there are no standards in county code or policy to address the condition of Yosemite Oaks Road and Oak Road between Highway 140 and the project. Again, based on the 1981 general plan, this is different from what's currently required in the 2006 general plan, and clearly is going to be different from any projects you get in the future or some that you might have looked at in the past. Driveway parcels will have access off of the proposed on-site easement. There's actually a declaration for parcels C and D, which would prohibit encroachment permits off of Oak Road and Yosemite Oaks Road. With regards to health department issues, there's conditions of approval that require percolation and soils testing on parcels A through D. The conditions are included to address health department issues about septic disposal systems. With regards to the remainder, again, that was included in the staff report. Subdivision Map Act states that a designated remainder or any omitted parcel may be subsequently be sold without any further requirement of the filing of a parcel map or final map, but the local agency may require a certificate of compliance or conditional certificate of compliance. Mariposa County does not issue development permits to a remainder until a certificate of compliance is obtained. And pursuant to the subdivision ordinance, the Planning Commission shall apply all standards of the general plan and this title, including but not limited to parcel size, access, and terrain, and surveying of the boundaries to the certificate of compliance or conditional certificate of compliance on the designated remainder. The standards applied to the designated remainder shall be the same as the standards applied to the subdivision map, which created the designated remainder. The conditions of approval section lists several conditions applicable to the remainder. These would not have to be completed prior to being able to record the parcel map. However, they would need to be completed prior to issuance of a certificate of compliance. Because the planning director is the approval authority for certs of compliance, staff has the planning commission establish the conditions pursuant to the subdivision ordinance at the time of approval of the tentative map. This way, the future processing of a cert of compliance won't necessitate another hearing by the planning commission. With regards to cultural resources, there was a survey prepared for the site. No resources were found during the survey. However, there is a condition of approval included to address potential impacts of the project on resources if discovered during excavation. The biological survey found no sensitive or endangered species, but there is a condition included to protect nesting birds. With regards to public input, there was only one call received, and they were simply looking for clarification on the project. Staff provided that, and they had no comments or concerns with the project. Based on that and the staff report, staff would recommend that the Planning Commission adopt a resolution adopting a negative declaration for this project and approving Land Division Application Number 2006-226 with the recommended findings and conditions. And I do have some site pictures to show. This is the intersection of Oak Road and Yosemite Oaks Road. There's an old camera, so the pictures look pretty bad. This is Oak Road. The project site is over here on the, what would be the left? This is looking onto the project site from Yosemite Oaks Road. This is the picture taken, I believe it was in 2007, so it looks a little bit different now in terms of vegetation.
And that would be basically looking towards parcel C?
This would be, yes, parcel C and D.
So we're not sure exactly where on Yosemite Oaks Road this is, or?
Well, this would be on Oak Road looking onto the project site, so we're kind of right in between parcel C and D.
Okay, so it's nearly about where the easement, the proposed
yes.
easement would be. Okay.
Again, not a very good picture, but this is looking down towards one of the drainages on the remainder. This is looking on another one of the drainages. And I believe this is the one that, the other one on the remainder. And this is kind of following the proposed easement a little bit past the intersection of C and B. And this is heading back down towards Yosemite Oak Roads, right around where the road, the proposed road would be. And another view of Oak Road looking towards Yosemite Oaks Road. And a couple of pictures of Yosemite Oaks Road. All right. And that'll conclude staff's presentation.
Thank you very much, Al. Gentlemen, do you have any questions for Al? I think it's a really well proposed project, and I really commend staff on the work done here. I would be very, very interested in getting the input from Public Works about the dedication on the easement. To me, of course, there is at this point no ability to foresee the need for public use of that road and of the easement, and it would be my presumption at least that we should reject the dedication, but I will be interested in getting input. I don't know if we would like to get that right now, or if we want to wait until after the public comment period. Also, this is probably a good time as any, if you don't mind, Al, amending this into the staff presentation. What else?
The only...
Russ, just for the record, I'm sorry, would you mind stating your name just for the record?
If it's not accepted, the potential, in Title 16 it says four or more parcels. There's a potential for seven parcels here. So we're kind of stuck on Title 16. We have to ask for the offer dedication. It was offered on the tentative map as a public easement. Because we can't see what's going to happen in the future, we don't know, you know, what happens. And based on past history, talking with the Public Works Director and et cetera, that they feel they're perfectly okay with rejecting the offer at this time. However, we'd like to retain the right. It could be accepted in the future because we just don't know what's going to happen. And we have other instances where we have places that people will come back later and say, well, if I could connect to this road and go through, then it would benefit the public, fire safety, et cetera. And if we had to go back, if somebody wanted to develop the remainder potentially and split it into two additional parcels, and if this was a private easement, and I don't know, but would they have to go back and deal with four potentially other individual landowners to get that permission, because now it's outside the preview of being able to accept it for the public.
Right, and that was kind of the way I was looking at it as well. That remainder actually could be split into three more parcels, which would then create a large number even just within this development. But I appreciate that, and that's kind of where my mind was going as well with this, Russ.
Potentially, we're looking at the potential for 14 residents on a private road.
Right.
And from our standpoint, we're tied to Title 16. The commission can waiver that. However, we can't. We'll have to follow Title 16.
Great. Thank you. Any further questions, gentlemen, for Russ? Okay, at this point, I would then like to...
Chairman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Commissioner Herder.
I guess I have a little concern about this. The potential for expansion may be there. But generally speaking, since I live in a situation very much the same as this, we would not want to have our road become a public road. And at present time, the only way it could happen would be by annexation into the forest, which has happened before. And our road would be very, very popular access to that that new property. There are other ways they can get there, but it would be, they'd rather see our road used. The people on our road, the six houses on our road, would not want to see this happen. So I have mixed emotions about whether or not the potential for a public road in the future might be there, but maybe that's not what the present owners want.
Right, and I think the important thing at this point is when you look at the fact that there are currently no residences, there's nothing there. There is, you know, there's a presumption that perhaps there can be a future need, but right now, really, we cannot see that. So, Commissioner Becker, any questions?
Looks pretty straightforward to me.
In that case, I would like to open this up for public comment. At this point, I do believe we certainly have agents for the applicant and full crew. And if there's anyone representing this project who would like to come up and address us, we welcome you this morning. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Morning, Mr. Chairman. Ken Melton, agent. Change of mind. I'm going to... First off, I'm either getting old or Alvaro's really good. I have absolutely nothing to criticize on his report. It's excellent. And in 30 years, I can't remember ever saying that. So, Alvaro, excellent.
I have to assure you, you're not getting any older or losing your mind. I agree. It's a wonderfully well-presented project.
It is. And what I want to do is, Alvaro did a good job about the dedications and things, and on behalf of the applicant, I'm going to go ahead and back up and stick with staff's recommendation on the rejected offer. And after listening, there's just too much confusion with offers and dedications, and the county codes are inaccurate in addressing offers of dedication, and they need to be brought up to speed, and some of the comments that have already been made. So the rejected offer covers what the intent or a need, which Mr. Harder brought up, and I've run into that on large projects I've done in the past where we had people from Merced and places coming up and driving around hunting and whatnot on these roads, and I was able to throw them off of a mile and a half road because it was a rejected offer and they didn't know it. They saw on a map it had been offered and assumed it was public and told me to take a hike, and we got into it. So private roads and having either a private easement or an offer rejected allows that property owner to throw somebody off, hunters, kids out there on their motorcycles on a freshly graded road or whatever it is. So that's where we stand in terms of just no change, everything that was in that staff report recommend. There were some comments made on dedications, and if the chair would allow me, I'd like to give you just a real short information on dedications, because it's probably one of the most very few people really understand what a dedication is.
As long as it's relevant to the project at hand, I absolutely would love to hear.
It follows the, as a matter of fact, all three of the county codes reference to Title 16. I'd like to make one comment with Mr. Marks about the remainder. The remainder has legal access when this map is recorded through the easement and cul-de-sac, which fronts the remainder. All of the remainder has legal access upon recordation of this map to that road out to a county road. A division of the remainder in the future, if it were ever to take place, every bit of ground on that remainder has access. So if somebody extended the road 200 feet, 300 feet from that cul-de-sac end to split that, all parcels created in the remainder have access. There's no need for public road to the cul-de-sac, 1,000 feet or so, none whatsoever. Now, if somebody wanted to grant an easement through the remainder of that parcel to the property and back, the front property owners have to, the guy could give an easement through the last parcel to the cul-de-sac, but the guy who got the easement through there has no right to use the rest of the road without the permission of those property owners. But make it very clear, the remainder and all of the remainder has access. There is no need for future public of that road. And as was explained, the section in the county code where it refers to waiver, that's incorrect, that's inaccurate. There is no such thing in the government codes as far as a waiver. A dedication is provided for in state law that allows a county to demand a dedication, normally of an easement or something, if there, and it specifically states, if there is an immediate public need to for that. And I like to use, everybody's pretty familiar with Morningstar Lane here in Mariposa County. It connects two county roads, and it's a shortcut, a significant shortcut for a lot of people. So you could construe that as, yeah, there's kind of a need there for the public to be able to use that. A dead-end road like this one, the public has absolutely no need today or in the future, because it's, now Morningstar used to be a Jeep road all the way through. And as development took place, you could see that, yeah, there's a potential there. And so that's what the law allows the county to come in and say, there's a need today. Or you see that Jeep road going on through over to the other county road? As development takes place, we want this already offered because we think that's going to develop in that future need. So that's where they provide two options. There is the third one, but we don't get involved with it here. Two options, and that is to accept it now or reject it now for the future, and that's it. There is no such thing as a waiver because there's no state law that mandates that a county require an offer or a dedication. The county can do it, but they don't have to, and if they don't do it, you're not waiving anything. So that part of the county ordinance is inaccurate and incorrect. So that's it. But the reasoning and the rationale that was presented to you about the use today or the future use is accurate. And that's all you have to do, is say, is there and is there? If no and no, then you don't, the county doesn't, you don't ask for an offer, and the road remains private. And that's the simple part. And the other one is when they talk about the public utility part of this. In the past, we always did, before we got into offers and all of this, it was a 60-foot non-exclusive easement for road and public utilities. That allowed PG&E and the Fogg Company to come in within that easement and build utilities, public utilities, to the properties that had access to that easement. Only, they couldn't build utilities on out and pass to somebody else. That was for the owners, so it gave access to each parcel by placing it on the map and saying, this, you own a parcel, you now can bring public utilities in. Just like you can bring UPS in or FedEx, you can bring public utilities into your property along that easement. So an offer dedication for public utilities to the county of Mariposa doesn't automatically give the public utilities because it's a county jurisdiction, county road. So that public utility, just like me, if I want to access off of county road, I got to come get permission. And so technically would the public utility, because the county's the one that accepted it. So the utility company would then have to come and get permission in a county, because it's a county right-of-way now, if it was accepted. So there's a lot of misunderstanding or just lack of knowledge when it comes to utilities and all of this. And so that's why I'm saying there's a recommendation. We're going to just stick with that because that covers everything. It covers tomorrow. It covers tomorrow for utilities. It covers tomorrow for everything. But it becomes rejected, and it remains private, so there isn't anything else. But I would suggest that somebody get on the ball and tweak these county codes so that they're accurate with the state law and with what they're purporting to do. And again, Alvaro, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Milton. Are there any further public comments? Seeing nobody running up to the podium, I am going to be closing the public comment period and bring it back to this body for deliberation. Gentlemen, your thoughts?
Don't have any thoughts.
Ah. sometimes occurs to me as well. I think the Commissioner Harder, anything?
No, it's been well deliberated.
Yeah, and I do believe, just simply from my personal viewpoint, I believe I've made it clear that I think that it would be incumbent upon us to recommend rejection of the offer of dedication of that easement. And if we were then to propose that in a potential motion, I think that that wording would certainly have to be made clear. With that, is there a motion? Don't fight over it. You know, we've got to have a motion and a second coming from both of you. Yes, one of each.
Okay. I so move to approve the resolution 2006. What's the rest of the number?
And that's part of our scrambling to find that. Yeah, we have to get back to the cover page up there.
2006-226. Also, the recommendation to refuse the declaration to make the roads public, or how you want to state that, Sarah.
If you look on your packet, page 9. The text that we recommend is there under commission action. It's kind of about midway in the page.
I will then state the motion to adopting this resolution 2006-226 with a negative declaration for this project and approving land division with the recommendation findings and conditions.
And I believe, you know, I just before we accept a second or even ask for one, I believe we probably would have to state specifically with a rejection of the offer of dedication of a public easement, if you would accept my words.
That's accepted, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, in that case, having tweaked that along now, do we have a second?
We have a second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? And I want to make sure that that motion will be
accepted. The only thing that I would clarify is that the Planning Commission Secretary will assign the resolution number. Don referenced a resolution number, and that's actually the Land Division project number.
Right.
So the action would be adoption of a resolution adopting a negative declaration and approving Land Division application number 2006-226 with the recommended findings and conditions, including a recommendation on the offer of dedication, that the Public Works Director reject the offer of dedication for public road purposes and accept the offer of dedication for public utilities.
And I think that wording...
That's what I said.
Thank you. Exactly. I could have sworn that's the way I heard it as well. Well, we have a motion and a second. If there is no further discussion, I will call the question. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? None. The motion passes 3-0. Which is good, because that is our bare minimum today. Well, thank you very, very much. And with that, that will be closing our public hearing items on our very brief agenda this morning. At this point, if anyone would like to leave before we get into informational items, please do so as quietly as possible. And I will now turn it over to Sarah.
Okay, I have a couple of announcements today. First, for your second Planning Commission meeting in June, we do have two scheduled and noticed public hearings for you. We have an amended conditions application for the Cathy's Valley Baptist Church in Cathy's Valley. They're going to be seeking approval for amendment of conditions and an amended site plan for some facilities for their existing church there on Cornett's Entrance Road. And the second application we'll be bringing to you is a variance application for Ron and Lorelei Stapp for the Miners Roadhouse. It's a variance application for signage. They're seeking a variance for additional square footage for their advertising. On Board of Supervisors hearings, we have a few items scheduled in June. Tuesday, June 25th, we have a LAFCO final budget hearing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Following that, probably 2:15 or soon thereafter, we have the continued public hearing for the Baker and Okander appeal. That was previously scheduled in May and was continued at the recommendation of County Council. That staff report is completed, and it was actually completed for the prior hearing. For advisory committee meetings, Ag Advisory Committee is meeting at the end of June on Thursday, June 27th at 8:30. Al Patel has a summer schedule. They will not be meeting in June and August. They do have a meeting scheduled in July. It's July 9th at 7 in the evening. Historic Sites canceled their June meeting. They've had two canceled meetings now, May and June. Due to lack of agenda items, they will be having a meeting in July. They meet the second Monday of each month at 10 o'clock in the morning downstairs. Mid Pines has been very busy working on their community plan. They've also changed their meeting schedule. They are now starting their meetings at 6 at night, and they're meeting on the first Tuesday of the month. So their next meeting will be July, the first Tuesday of the month. Then last Tuesday, board action, the board approved a recommendation from the Wawona Town Planning Advisory Committee to increase membership on that committee to 15, from 9 to 15. So it's a very large committee, and that recommendation came from the committee and was a result of concerns staff and county council had relative to potential Brown Act violations occurring on their WOPOA, their Wawona Area Property Owners Association meetings. So we have now been noticing vacancies on WETPAC, and once we receive a sufficient number of applications, we'll be taking to the board recommendations for appointments to that committee. That's all I had for announcements.
Wow, this is going to be a record hearing. Don?
Just a matter of record, I think, on your report on Wawona. Historically, they're going to be sorry. 15 is gets to be a really hard number to get a quorum on. I understand why they did it, but I think that wasn't the answer.
Oh, one other announcement I didn't have was Fish Camp. Fish Camp is meeting in July, Saturday, July 20th.
Well, if there are no other announcements from staff, and we have no further questions. John, do you have a further question?
I don't know if I want to reopen the minutes, the approval of the minutes, but I noticed a note on mine that there wasn't an error, or I believe it was, in the second paragraph from page 2, where Harder noted that the use permit department number 2013, so forth. I believe that was Marsden that made that comment.
Well, in any event, the minutes have been accepted, and we can't really reopen them at this point. And if you don't mind, you know, I will have no problem assigning the that statement to you in retrospect. Sure. And with that, if we have no other announcements, questions, I will hereby adjourn this meeting.